In reports and commentaries this week, Morning Edition is reviewing the legacy of Bill Clinton's 8 years in the White House. President Clinton has made thousands of public appearances and given hundreds of speeches during his 2 terms. Michael Waldman is the president's former chief speechwriter.
I was standing in front of the carved desk in the Oval Office, and Bill Clinton was marking up the draft of a speech I had written. He came to a passage of high-flown rhetoric and crossed it out. He muttered, "Words, words, words." Another aide whispered to me, "I keep telling you, no more words, only symbols." In truth, Clinton knew that a presidential speech was more than words, more than a string of sound bites. In part, that's because he loved it, loved giving speeches, and loved writing them. He could tell us which FDR speeches to quote to back a liberal position or a centrist one. He would hold forth on Lincoln's 2 inaugurals, or quote Ronald Reagan's theories on how to make a list. If he was supposed to give a 30-minute speech, I'd give him a draft for 15 minutes, knowing he'd double it. I would tell new speechwriters, "We give him Hemingway. He turns it into Faulkner." And every speechwriter learned to expect the occasional 2 a.m. phone call from the president announcing he had rewritten the draft for the 9 a.m. speech. Clinton won't leave a long trail of chiseled phrases. To be sure, his prose could soar with the best of them. His eulogy for the victims of the Oklahoma City bombing bound the nation's wounds. His exuberant, long-winded State of the Union speeches played the Republicans like a skillful matador. His remarks on race were usually powerful and unusually frank. And, of course, there's always, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman." But for all of that, Clinton's rhetoric was striking as much for its quantity as its quality. In a typical year, he spoke in public some 550 times. Ronald Reagan, in a similar year, spoke 320 times. Harry Truman, 88 times. Why this Niagara of presidential talk? Because Clinton had to find a way to be heard over the din of a hostile Congress, endless investigations, and above all, a hyperactive, hyper-competitive media. He was the first president of the 24-hour news cycle. Every time he spoke in the Rose Garden to a visiting scout troop, his words would be carried instantly worldwide by one of 4 competing cable networks and dozens of internet sites. At the same time, his words rarely reached the broader public directly without being sliced and sautéed by the press. These days, networks will seldom air a primetime Oval Office address. "Are you crazy?" they say. "It's sweeps month." So Clinton, with his marathon speeches and endless drip, drip, drip of small policy announcements, shaped a new kind of word power. Did Clinton talk too much? Probably. But presidents don't govern in a vacuum. Even Ronald Reagan's high rhetoric might sound canned today. Clinton's wonky empathy, or is it empathetic wonkiness, was the soundtrack for our time.
The comments of Michael Waldman, President Clinton's former chief speechwriter.